Cuba, the first thing that the communists did when Castro took over, they went into all of the media places, television, radio, print media. And once they control that, they control the country.
It's a movement, but it's about people. Be the People is about we the people joining forces to reclaim and reshape the best of our nation's time-treasured traditions. Each week, we offer insightful interviews with movers and shakers from all different spheres of life. And now, please welcome Dr. Carol Swain.
America faces one of its greatest challenges, and it has to do with the Democratic Party leaders' push towards socialism. And as much as we might want to discount the seriousness of it, enough Democratic socialists were elected in the last election, and they've gotten so much media attention. We all talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, but there are others. And what's truly frightening is that there are so many of our young people who seem enamored with the idea of America becoming a socialist country. They believe that socialism will solve all of the injustice in America. And so socialism has become a social justice warrior's dream. Joining me today is Nina Pellegrini, a woman that I have known and admired for a long time. And she lives in California. Her husband, Mario, was once, and I guess still is, a pretty well-known movie producer. And she runs her family business, Vita Productions. It's a film and production company. And she fled Havana, Cuba, back in the 1960s. And she's become quite an activist in California. She was the founding director of Californians for Property Rights. She has been the president of Eagle Forum in Northern California, and she has been quite active. She has some videos on political awareness, a series that she started in 2009, and so she's a real patriot. She believes in freedom and liberty. She has grandchildren, and she knows that there's a lot to fight for in this country. So help me welcome Nina to the Be the People show.
Thank you very much, Carol. I really appreciate that introduction. It's more than I can say. I'm just one person trying to make people aware of what we're going through. And if we don't stop it, it will be just like it happened to us in Cuba. So I don't know why it's happening all over again, but I guess history repeats itself, and we forget it, and we commit the same mistakes over and over again. That's why we have to keep reminding people the dangers of communism and the so-called socialism, which is really just the step before communism. It's the control without the terror. Once you get to communism, your life is at stake.
Yes.
Socialism is at stake, but not to that degree yet, but you're on your way.
When you say it's happening all over again, you're talking about your own experience, because America has not been a socialist country. And for the longest time, you know, we pushed back against communism. That was like something that we never wanted to be. And we had Joseph McCarthy, you know, in the 1950s trying to expose, you know, communism. And he was dismissed. And pretty much McCarthyism became just this negative expression for anyone who would hurl accusations against people's character, accusing them of things that they were not guilty of. But then we know later there's been evidence unearthed that McCarthy was actually correct when he said there were communists infiltrating the U.S. government as well as the different institutions, the colleges, universities, the film industry.
Yeah, and especially the film industry. You had a lot of people that were so-called good guys who were fighting McCarthy and McCarthyism because they felt that that was injustice, that they were not communists or socialists, that they were just good people trying to do a good deed. And later on, and it convinced a lot of people who were fans of, you know, the movies and some of the actors. And that's Ronald Reagan was part of that, and he rejected that. He said, no, that's not true. These people are bad. But a lot of people follow them, and somehow they just stayed there, and they grabbed the culture. If you see what happened to the film industry in general, entertainment industry, it's all liberal. They think that socialism and communism is wonderful. They go to Cuba on their vacation of, you know, of New York City, de Blasio. That's where he spent his honeymoon. It's become the place to go to have fun and enlightenment in life. And it's so wrong. But that's what, you know, I remember, Carol, when I was in Cuba, the first thing that the communists did when Castro took over, they went into all of the media places, television, radio, you know, print media. And once they control that, they control the country because they could really tell people whatever they wanted to hear, and that's the only way that they could hear. I remember my grandfather, listening to Radio America, which was coming from the United States, from Miami, and we would really hide to listen to the radio because if we were found, we would be put in jail. And that's how we would get all the news, and that's how we found out about Bay of Pigs, the invasion and all of that. But that was scary when you have to live in a system that you are literally scared for your life and the life of your children. No bread and butter deserves that fear. And that's the thing that they are doing here. They're giving people all kinds of, like the girl that you just mentioned, Ocasio-Cortez, we can give people free food and free education and free this and free that. Everything comes with a price. And
yes.
The price is that it's not free.
That's for
the beginning.
That's absolutely right. And I find it just so fascinating that she is the, you know, the face of socialism. And she's very attractive, even though we joke about how naive she is and that her college need to take back her degree to recall that degree.
Yeah. No, I said I give her credit. She's, last year she was, a bartender? And this year she is now well-known everywhere. People, especially the young crowd, think she's wonderful. And that is what we have to be careful, because between these media celebrities, and we know that she's not the smartest, you know, what did they call the sharpest knife in the drawer? But she is young, and she can influence the other young people who are in the same boat.
What is yeah, absolutely. And what's so interesting about her is that she has such passion and conviction, and she doesn't seem to know how little she knows.
Well, what did they? What is it saying? The not too smart are fortunate in a way, because they don't know the reality, so they don't suffer as much. Maybe that's where she's at. But we, you know, we have to, and I feel guilty because it's also our generation's fault that we did not take care of the school system. We were not there volunteering and finding out what were the kids taught, attending all of the board member meetings, to see what they were talking about. I know I did some of that with my oldest son, Mario. And somehow with Dante, he went to a Catholic school, so I didn't feel that I had to be on all the time. But I volunteer for these schools here in town and did a lot of work for fundraising for them. And I saw it coming, but I couldn't. One person cannot do everything, and unfortunately, I live in California where the mentality is very, very liberal. And I don't really think that the people are bad per se. They're not your enemy, but they are ignorant of the situation that they're finding themselves in, or they will find themselves in. They're ignorant of what socialism and communism will bring them. If they knew for sure, they would run away from it. But they're listening to CNN news and all of the President Trump calls it fake media, and they believe it. Nothing that I say will make a dent, even if I can tell them I have experienced it. Look at Venezuela is a vivid example of what was happening. Why would you want to have that in your country when America is the greatest experiment ever, happened in the world? Why would you want to have that with the misery that Venezuela is having? The people don't even have food to eat or medicine to give their ill people. So anyway, I just get too emotionally about that because I came to this country with my family, and I really get emotional because I have to go through the same thing all over again. And I'm just trying to stop it.
Right, and it is important that you continue to speak out because there are some people who are listening and you never know, which ones you're going to reach. And there are some young people who know the dangers of socialism, so they're not all blind, even though the people like Ocasio-Cortez, they get all the media attention, there are some people that are paying attention. We're going to take a break, and when I return, we will talk more about this important issue. Are you wondering what we can do about immigration? Then get your copy of my newly released book, Debating Immigration, the second edition, available at Amazon, Cambridge University Press, and all major booksellers.
Let the silent voices be heard. It's the rallying call that started it all. AmericaOutloud.com. For a wide spectrum of programming from world and political news, societal and cultural stories, law enforcement, our military heroes, and much more. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
I'm back with Nina Pellegrini, and Nina lives in Northern California, and she and parts of her family fled communist Cuba in the 1960s. And so, Nina, let's just continue with the discussion, but I want you to talk about just what you saw happening and how you were able to get out of the country.
Okay. I was in Cuba when Bay of Pigs happened. That was pretty scary. People were shooting, the Batista people were shooting, and the Castro people were shooting at each other. So it was, if you were in the middle of that, you were not doing well. I found myself in that situation one time, waiting for the bus in the corner of my house, and I was very young. The two bands were fighting, and I had to ditch into a building that had a downstairs so that I wouldn't get hit. So that was scary. My mother took me out of school because of the indoctrination that was, that they saw happening. My grandfather had been the head of the Navy with Batista when Batista took over in the 30s. And there was three people, Batista, my grandfather, and another person named Gonzalez, who took care of the army. But my grandfather had retired and was really non-political when Castro took over. And they highly respected him because he was a very, very intelligent man. But he knew what was going to happen, and he said to my mom and my family, the kids have to be out of this country because I don't want them to go through what I know would happen to them. So he got visas. My uncle was here. I going to school, and we worked at a very young age. I started working as a cashier to try to help my family in a grocery store, help my family subsist. So I know from the bottom up, I was enriched when I got here, and I worked very, very hard. So I know what working and not having something to eat sometimes means. And I wouldn't want to have that happen to my children or anybody's children.
And as I recall from previous conversations, that you were able to escape the country by going on to a church, some type of a Christian retreat.
Well, no, the Catholic diocese gave us visas, temporary visas to come to Miami. So my mother, my grandmother, and I came, and of course we asked for asylum as soon as we got here. But we were terrified because my grandfather's involvement with the Navy in Cuba. He wanted to get us out just in case if anything happened to him. But you know, as I say, people don't realize the fear that you live under.
Yes.
In a communist. That fear, you know, and I don't know if you know that, but Mara and I went to Russia in the 80s. They have asked them to do a film. That was the beginning of the environmental movement. And to make a film, because all of the scientists were going to meet in Moscow. So Mara and I went, and I experienced the same fear. Going into the country and coming out, they wouldn't let me out because my passport said Cuba. I was born in Cuba, and my maiden name was Prada, which is
yes.
It was like Prada. So they put me in a little room, and this like teenagers with big guns trying to find out why was I there, why. And, of course, I couldn't understand anything they were saying because it was in Russia. They thought I was some sort of a spy.
Yes.
And coming out of the country was the same thing. And we got out of the airport waiting room into the plane with these kids, all with the guns all around me. And they took my passport away. So we were sitting there. Everybody else was in the plane. And the pilot came out to us and said to my husband and I want you to walk very steadily towards the door to the plane. Do not look back. Carol, I was terrified. I thought that at any moment somebody was going to pick me up in the back and take me out, either shoot me or something. And we went into the plane, and the plane was so silent. Nobody was talking. They sent us right in the front two seats as we came in. We saw the pilot coming into the plane, and everybody remained very quiet. As soon as that plane took off, everybody in the plane erupted into applause.
Oh my!
I'm telling you, it was like the chains taken off of you.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. Every time I tell you I say this story, I get good pimples because it's so real to me.
Well, you know something, I get goosebumps just listening to it. And you know, anyone that wonders about the existence of a God, when you hear a story like that, you know that there's a God that watches over us, and that your ability to get out of that situation, you know, was a miracle.
Yeah, I think so, and I'm a firm believer that God is there for protecting us. And I do think that God is there protecting this country right now. And that's that we have our president.
Well, Nina, we're going to take another break. And when I return, I want to talk more about your involvement in current politics.
There are speakers, and then there are great speakers who know the importance of creating that memorable moment. Well, the key to any successful event is an informative and inspirational speaker. Professor Dr. Carol Swain is that gifted speaker. She delivers passionately from the heart every time. To find out more about booking Carol for your next great event, simply go to carolmswain.com. Click on Public Speaking and then click the blue Book Carol tab.
I'm back with my guest, Nina Pellegrina, and you're listening to the Be the People show. We're talking about her experiences with communism in Cuba and also just what she sees taking place in this country. She has become quite an activist. So, Nina, how did this happen that you became an activist? Because I met you as Activist Nina.
I know. Well, it wasn't my intention. I lived a very quiet life, raising my children and my dogs, and wasn't really involved in politics at all. But it started with a walk in the park, which I walked my dogs for many years. I've been in California for 30-some years, and for the first 20 years, I was walking my dogs there, and suddenly I saw a sign that said, do not enter by permit only open space. And I didn't even know what open space meant. And I said, that doesn't make sense. Do not enter and it's open space. So I went to the council meeting that night and I protested. I said, you know, why can't I go in? Why do I need a permit? And the woman was very nervous. I'll try to get you a permit, lady. So the next day she ran and she said, you can have one. I said, it's not me that I can have one. I want to know why people cannot enter that area. So anyway, that's what started me. And it started me to investigate what open space was and really is a takeover of private property, at least here where I live. And we founded California Property Rights, in which we fought the open space state agency, Mid-Peninsula Regional Open Space District, which was annexing, wanted to annex the coast side with no vote of the people whatsoever.
Yes.
And we were against that. And we had the biggest petition at that time in California, which was an amazing, I think it lasted from 2003 to 2008. Doing fundraisers and going door to door and explaining to people what that would mean. But that was really what opened my eyes. And I've been trying to open other people's eyes. I conduct, I think you were my guest one time. You spoke at the house to the people in my community.
Yes.
About you. Remember that? And which it was great. I wish you'd do it again.
And I actually walked in that field that you fought to keep open. And I found it very interesting how the left, how they are so good at packaging, because they use this strategy, the Orwellian strategy. When they say open space, it means the opposite. You know.
Uh-huh. True. Yeah. And that, you know, that's the truth. They used to say of President Obama, whatever he says, think he's saying the opposite.
Yes.
And it is true.
It's the clever.
It is very, very true.
The clever use of language to deceive people. And it just lulls the average American into a false sense of security. And we see that in Congress. Like, whatever they name legislation, you better watch out, because whatever that legislation, it sounds great, like motherhood and apple pie. But when you dig beneath the surface, there's something usually very ominous that's hidden.
Yeah. That's true. And you know, one of the things that I found out too is, and I found out when I was fighting open space and the school systems here, that they will start pushing for something, asking for something huge. Like let's say we want to have sex education in 4 years, you know, kindergarten or even nursery school, and you go, are you kidding? No, you can't do that. Those children, they don't know anything. You leave that for high school or whatever. So the conservative give a little bit to try to stop this humongous, answering, request of a big, whatever they want to say, either we take all your land or we put sex education in schools to little kids, whatever it is. So we react by saying, well, no, we won't give you that, but we give you a little bit.
Right.
Then they come back with more and they can push in. And before you know, you have given them 100%. That's their tactic. And if they were in there and are still doing it now.
You're right. And you know something? My book, Abduction, How Liberalism Steals the Hearts and Minds of Our Children, they actually do have sex education for kids that are kindergarten age. And they're exposing children, you know, to all the sexual practices as young as possible. And there's so much confusion. And that's why there's so many children that think they're transgenders. I mean, a baby doesn't know anything about transgenderism. The parents
I know,
but the children don't. It's just a system that it's all about destroying the family and everything that we have taken for granted.
Absolutely. The family and the church, because I think that they both go hand in hand. And if they do that, I mean, that was called Marx Green. You destroy the family, you destroy the church and the government, and you got it. You're in. And they've been doing that. I think they're very close to accomplish it. If it wasn't that President Trump got elected in this last election, I think we'd have been there already with Hillary Clinton. But let's hope that the next elections he can get reelected. Otherwise, we're going to be really in bad trouble. And we have to get the word out before so that people realize what's happening in this country and try to stop it.
I agree. Nina, would you like to say something about your video series, Real and Personal? Is that still ongoing?
Yes, I'm still doing it. I have taken a little vacation from it because I had some health problems, but I will start all over again. But we had, many guests here. You were one. We had Janet Finnegan, which I don't know who she is, but LaVoy Finnegan was a man who patriot and got killed by the FBI in Oregon. I don't know if you remember that or you read about it. But she's been here several times and wonderful woman and fighting for the cause of freedom. And a lot of other people. Kevin McCarthy, I don't know if you know Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So we have had many other people. And I love it because it usually comes with a video. And
yes.
So they watch the video and then the presenter comes and he talks about, you know, what it's all about. Otherwise, I just have the presenter, the speaker come and speak to the crowd. But it's been very, very, very appreciated by the community because conservatives don't have that many places to go here
You're
in California.
You're absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct. Now, Nina,
they say, I'm home again when they come here because they figure they're coming home.
So, Nina, tell our listeners how they can reach you or if they want to be involved in any of the activities that you are pursuing at this time. How can they find out more and get involved?
I can give you my email, nina@vitaproductions.com for now. As I said, I have slowed down in my presentations yet, but I should continue them in the summer. So if if anybody wants to be abreast of what I'm doing, I do a lot of Facebook, and my name is, that's where how they can reach me, Nina Pellegrini. Very, very active in social media, especially Facebook.
That sounds great. That sounds great. Yes. That sounds wonderful. I really appreciate your being on the Be the People show, and I'm looking forward to visiting your home again in California. I have to make time for that.
I would love for you to come and speak to our people here need conservatives to come and tell them the truth and feel that they are supported by others.
Thank you.
So any time, and you are the greatest, greatest person. God bless you.
Thank you. Well, Nina has shared with us her personal experiences, and it's one thing for us to read about socialism and watch videos and try to understand it from reading books, but when you hear the up-close and real experiences of someone like Nina, it really brings home to the fact that we have to come together to fight for our nation. And it's always up to us, we the people. It's we the people who must stand up and be the people who reclaim our country and our world.